Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we do that here today on the Players Platform Show. And today we're going to be joined with the Bethany Bison standout defensive back, Aaron Fry. Aaron, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. Can you believe your time as a student athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you prepare to take your shot at the next level? Aaron, can you hear me? We have Aaron in the queue, but we just don't have any contact. Let's see. We'll try to get him back in. Buzz him right back through.
Hello?
Aaron, can you hear us now, my man?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wonderful. Appreciate you. Nah, it's no problem. We appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. I was just asking you, can you believe your time at the collegiate level's kind of come and gone? Your teammates are probably getting ready for spring ball, and you're getting ready for the NFL?
Man, you know, it is. It went real fast, and, I'm seeing my teammates out there every day and seeing them go to work, you know, kind of keeps me encouraged and keeps me going. But, I had fun while I was doing it, and, you know, I'm definitely ready to take this step to the next level.
I'm curious, a young age, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, if you were playing way back then, were you always kind of a little bit better athlete even at a young age?
I wouldn't say all that. I kind of say, growing up, I grew up around some great athletes and, seeing them and seeing, I felt like they were ahead, and I felt like I had to work that much harder just to be as good as them. And I felt like that mindset and work ethic has always carried me forward through Little League and from the player I am today.
Nice. And I'm curious, leaving high school, what other schools were looking at you, and how did you kind of know that, Bethany was going to be the best place for you?
I had to take a real unique route. At first, I thought I was going to land at St. Francis University in Loretto, Pennsylvania. But, I almost took the JUCO route, and I ended up going to a community college out my way. And I thought that was probably the best decision I could have ever made. And I got grades, and, I knew football was something I always wanted to keep going forward. So I went back to my high school, and my assistant principal put me on to a coach up here at Bethany College. And, it was a blessing in disguise just to be able to come up here and meet some of the people that I've met. I kind of went into like a blind situation, not knowing, but at the end of the day, I think it was the best decision for me. I say walk by faith, not by sight, and I feel like God's put me in the good graces just to be up here at Bethany and just to have a good career.
Definitely. Hey, man, Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, will give you the desires of your heart. So obviously doing what you're doing is working for you, Aaron. So let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies of this. You get to Bethany. Obviously, you start to do some good things on the field. When do you kind of get the mindset? And we know none of you guys that come on the show lack any confidence. That's why you're out there doing what you do on Saturdays. But it's a hard deal to even get to this point. When do you kind of get the back of your mind that, you know what, maybe I have a chance at this next step at the end of my college days? When does that really kind of sink in?
I think it sinks in when you're out really out there playing and maybe during the off season. What kind of work you're putting in. You're out there making plays and kind of just match up and you see people on other playing fields. I'm coming from a small Division III level. I feel like you always got that chip on your shoulder. St. Francis was a Division I school, and I felt like, in a sense, I was overlooked, and I always carried that chip on my shoulder just to be like, maybe I can still try to make football a career, and I think today has really carried me forward, and I feel like, again, God's put me in his good graces just to have a mindset of faith and love and just to stay encouraged about everything. And, you know, it's held true to the day, and I still believe in what I do.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Aaron Fry here on the C2P talking some NFL draft with this former Bison. If you missed any of the show in its entirety, folks know it's always free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. Just type in Aaron's name, and then we'll have his draft bio page at collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about Aaron Fry as the day is moving forward. And they're quickly dwindling down until April 27th. In the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, as this draft in 2017 begins to get underway. For you, I mean, you know, you're in the B position. I mean, kind of let's go under the hood. I mean, I ask all the guys that come on this show, I mean, if we put you in a film room right now, you're breaking down tape with some NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love about what you're able to do at the DB position?
I think they're going to love my size and the way I can make a play on the ball. You know, I've always been told that, you know, my body is kind of different from everybody else's. I got the size and the intangibles just to go out there and to make plays and to realize tendencies. One thing that I could tell them is something they can't teach is how I can develop and pick up as far as being advanced on my football IQ.
Does anything go unnoticed, Aaron? And I ask this because sometimes film can't reveal leadership qualities, maybe your film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the things scouts need to know about you that they may not necessarily be able to pick up when they just watch tape?
Yes, that's definitely another thing I can speak about. I have stepped into a leadership role up here my senior year, coming back to Bethany, and a lot of guys came before me. They paved the way for me, and I just wanted to try to leave something for the guys that were behind me. And another thing, I am a weight room warrior. I've had talks with my coaches before, and they kind of said I did a little bit too much. And, you know, so I just kind of take it as it rolls. But another thing, you know, with the work ethic, I kind of get a little paranoid mindset that I'm always thinking about my competition and how they're working. So I always feel like I got to do that much more or double what they're doing. So, you know, sometimes it's a gift and a curse at the same time.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a fine line between not going too crazy about it, but keeping your feet in the ground. I'm curious, man, because I see so many variables out there. So we have you on the show. So this is the opportunity to ask the question, what is your height and weight right now?
I'm currently 6 foot, 203 pounds.
Yeah, that is big boy size, Aaron, man. Like you said you had the size, and that confirms it. Like I said, we see so many variables. I've seen you as tall as 6'1". I've seen you as short as 5'10". So, like I said, just to get you on the show, it's nothing better than getting it from the guy's mouth as they come on. And obviously, you're here, so we're talking about the draft. I'm curious. And I wish I knew more, but that's why you're on the show. I mean, you know, what kind of defense did you run at Bethany, and what was kind of, you know, your job? What were your coaches asking you to do week in out and at that secondary?
We ran a quarters coverage, base eight, and you know, my role has changed almost pretty much every year. My first two years, I was more of a hybrid. I come down in the box and play a lot. And the cover three, we came down, play a little bit of cover three with me as being an extra backer. And I would overlook the defense. And then this past year, I played free safety. And it was a change from strong and free. And I was more in the middle of the field, and I got to play more in a little bit of space. So just with the versatility and, you know, that comes with the positions, I feel like that's why I'd kind of be a good fit for any defense going forward.
Nice, nice. Do you feel, I know if they wanted you to be a long snapper, you would sign up to be long snapper. But, I mean, do you feel that you excel at one particular position back there? I mean, where do you kind of feel most comfortable? Or what do you enjoy doing the most out there?
As far as position-wise, are you asking?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I was the defensive coordinator and I just sat you down and said, Aaron, listen, we're going to build a defense around you. Where do you want to line up and what do you want to do, my man?
Anywhere. You know, I've played anywhere from corner to, you know, to outside linebacker to free and strong safety. So, you know, anywhere you put me, I'm going to put my best foot forward and try to master the position.
Hey, that's a great mindset to have. Once again, Aaron Frye, Mr. Versatility, the Bethany Bison standout here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft with this young man. I'm curious, I mean, are you still at school? Do you still have, you know, before you graduate, have you already graduated? I mean, and where you been training and all those things, I guess, have come with being a prospect. Kind of get us up to tune of how you've been taking on these last few months, getting ready for pro days and all these things that come with being in your position.
Yeah, you know, I'm currently a graduate of last spring, and I've actually enrolled back here at Bethany in a master's program. And thank you. I appreciate that. And unfortunately, I didn't really have the money to go to a training center, but I've been taught well over the course of my football career of how to take care of my body and doing a lot of research on that. So I've just been doing my training here at Bethany. You know, they got all the tools you need up here to be successful, and I'm just taking what they can offer, and I'm making the most about it.
Hey, man, that's what you got to do. Like I said, everybody got a different grind, and I know from doing the show, I mean, I talk to you wouldn't know. I mean, I talk guys that are down at IMG for $30,000 a month. I talk to guys that are working out in their car because they got nowhere to live. I mean, it's the spectrum of things that go on out there, if people only knew, it's a grind what you young men go through. We're almost out of time, Aaron, but we never like to leave you guys without the opportunity just to answer some lighthearted, off-the-wall stuff. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, man, what you got for me?
All right, they're toned down. They're PG-13 type questions. For you, let's take us inside this Bethany locker room, Mom. It could be you, it could be a teammate, and sometimes schools have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none. But we're talking nicknames. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
When I think back to my teammates in the Bethany locker room. I think about one of my teammates named Chris Berg. We gave him the name King Ratchet, and I mean he was just a warrior on the field and you know a little different off the field, but he definitely is one of the most unique teammates I've ever been around. But King Ratchet.
King Ratchet, there it is. And how about Coach Garvey? Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Garvey? And if they do, would they be inclined to do it in front of him?
All the time. That person would be he'll be a senior this year. His name. There's actually two people I could honestly say. There'll be seniors upcoming. Defensive end. His name will be Khalid Pierce. And a senior linebacker, his name is Majid Bey. And they always try to get on him just for, giggles and just to try to, you know, make everything fun and just know that what everybody else is walking into is a loose environment.
Nice. I love it when the kids are able to kind of score your coach. And this particular question, Aaron, I think you guys like answering above all. We're talking female celebrities. If Aaron Frye could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Oh, man. I'll probably go Rihanna and tell you the truth. She's a singer, man.
Yeah. Very nice. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the designs on your cleats or your spikes. If you could have any paint job on your shoes, what would you want sprayed on there?
I've been getting quotes on my cleats all the time, whether it be Bible verses or just something I've always walked by, faith and trust. You know, I got faith in God and I trust in his plan.
There you go, man. Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. We know you got a lot going on. You're a very busy young man, very talented as well. But, Aaron, hey, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the Bison standout defensive back, Mr. Versatility of the secondary for the Bison, Aaron Fry. If you want to hear more of Aaron, iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio, you just type in Aaron Fry, and then we'll be having his draft bio page as well at collegeofpro.com. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.